Tensions between Russia and Ukraine are intensifying. 100,000 Russian troops have gathered near the border, and the White House has already warned a Russian invasion of Ukraine can happen at any point. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has been in Kiev and has promised relentless US diplomatic support for Ukraine while urging Russia to take a peaceful path.
We have made clear our strong preference for a diplomatic path to de-escalate conflict with Russia. That is the responsible course. The world is watching what's happening here. When Russia uses its strength to act with impunity against another sovereign nation, it makes other countries think that they too can violate the rules of international peace and security and put their narrow interests ahead of the shared interests of the international community. The United States wants you to know this. As you stand up to efforts to divide, to intimidate, to threaten, the United States stands with you, resolutely.
Joining us now is our Moscow correspondent, Julia Chapman. How did Russia and Ukraine get to this point?
Well, certainly there are concerns that Russia is going to invade, although it says that it has no intention of doing so. But this has been going on for a couple of months now, ever since Russia started amassing troops on the Ukrainian border. And at first it was quite quiet, quite subtle. And over time it's gotten bigger and more obvious. And Russia is no longer denying that those troops are there. It hasn't recognized the numbers that it's been accused of. But it does insist that it isn't planning to invade. It says that it's stationing those troops there because of what it calls an unfriendly environment in Europe. And as a result, there have been calls for a de-escalation of this situation, and Russia has taken the opportunity to present its own security demands about what it wants to see happening with regards to European security more widely. But of course, the tense relations between Russia and Ukraine have been going on for many years now. They came to a head in 2014 when Russia annexed the peninsula of Crimea. It backed rebels fighting a war in Ukraine's east. And this tension has been ongoing ever since then.
How likely is a military conflict?
It's difficult to say, and likely the only person who really knows the answer to that is Vladimir Putin himself. Even his negotiators, who have been holding several rounds of diplomatic talks with NATO countries, with the United States specifically, probably don't know what's going on in the mind of Vladimir Putin. They know that the troops are ready if the choice is made to invade Ukraine, but there are all kinds of repercussions that would be involved in that decision, and so ultimately that comes down to the president. Now, if he is planning to invade, military experts say that now would be a good time to do it. Arguably, Ukraine does get a lot of military support, defense support from the West, but it isn't a NATO member yet. So none of them would be obligated to intervene in the conflict and defend Ukraine against Russia. Also, at the same time, now, particularly in the next month, would be an easier time to do it because the ground is hard, it's frozen. Rolling tanks over the border would be easier than in a few months' time when there would be mud. So certainly, there are fears that if it is going to happen, it would be pretty imminent.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he's been in Kiev. Is that going to escalate tensions with Moscow?
Well, the US is making it clear that it backs Ukraine. It wants Ukraine to have a role in these talks. It believes that it is a sovereign nation and it wants to show support. And it's been showing that in many different ways, political, military, economic. But of course, that does risk aggravating Russia as well. And indeed, we've been hearing from Russian officials today who said that the arming of Ukraine is a direct security threat to Russia. So that could be used perhaps as a pretext for an invasion, saying that Russia's security is being threatened and it needs to make the first move.
What's the feeling in Russia about the US involvement in this?
Well, certainly most ordinary Russians don't believe that their government is at fault with regards to these tensions. A very, very small number blame the Kremlin. They do believe the rhetoric that is played out on state television very often, that these tensions have been stoked by the United States. And so the U.S. involvement is problematic from a Russian point of view. But of course, it is the U.S. that Russia is choosing to negotiate with. It isn't holding direct talks with Ukraine. It believes that the U.S. holds control over Ukraine, and that is why it has been going direct to Washington to hold these talks.
Thank you so much for your time. That was our Moscow correspondent, Julia Chapman.